So Hare Krishna, I want to greet all of you affectionately. Maybe you can all move a little bit forward because I think there will be some devotees coming later. Let me see, is my sound okay? It's quite loud, but first of all, I really want to say I'm very, very happy to be here again. I think this was the second time in a short time where I was 2 months away. The first 2 months were around Kartik in winter time, and then I was for under time 1.5 months or so in Germany, and then again I went for 2 months to India, and just now I'm on my way to Amsterdam. Yes, so a lot of traveling. Like all of you, I feel there is a lot of change happening and going to happen. And I guess I'm a little bit like a farmer who wants to bring the straw and the wheat into the barn before the storm comes. So, yes, therefore the traveling, but it's always nice to come back to a base where you know there are devotees and there is prasadam and everything. So today we will have again our Gaura meditation evening. Let me just frame this a little bit and tell you what is the idea behind these evenings. It was perhaps even 20 years or so ago that Gadadhar and also Kalakanta was there at that time. We made a decision to have regularly in our Sangha a get-together, an evening of kirtan and of Krishna Katha. And when we wanted to decide what is the center of this gathering, we thought it should be Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there was a reason. You can perhaps see on the altar, there's Panchatattva, and then there are the Das Avatars, who are the divine representations of cosmic influences. They all rule over planets like Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, I think, and you know, all these planetary influences. So Gadadhar and his efforts, and also my effort, we are here in one mind, was always, how can we make contact with something divine? No, even while we are here in this world under the influence of the material nature, how can we nevertheless touch eternity? The question is, I think, in everyone's mind. How can you make a real spiritual experience? Not some imagination, not some religious belief, but touch ecstasy, no? This is the question. And I would like to read you from a lecture that how this is possible through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Well, Prabhupada, he said, first of all, we cannot understand Krishna. Did you understand this? First of all, cannot understand Krishna. Then where is the question of love of Krishna? If you do not understand somebody, how can you love him? Love is far, far away. So he makes the point that it's very difficult to touch the divine, to touch ecstasy, to ecstasy or ecstatic love. But then he says, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so kind that he is distributing Krishna Prema. Take anyone, come on! Krishna Prema Pradayate. Yes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very practical. I want to give Krishna Prema. One should be ecstatic one should be emotional in Krishna prema. One should cry for Krishna. And he taught everyone by his practical example how he was mad after Krishna. Govinda virahiname. So here we find Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a bridge function. He crosses the abyss between us, the conditioned souls, and the more than human dimension, the spiritual reality, by freely giving what we need to get there. And the way, as this lecture continues, Prabhupada makes it clear, the way he does so is by what? Anyone has an idea? How can you become ecstatic? By kirtan, yeah, singing the holy names of the Lord. So that is, but it must be done, Prabhupada makes it clear, after the ways of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So here in this Gaura meditation, we try to first of all understand how did he live his Krishna consciousness, how did he spread his Krishna consciousness, what is the way to do this. And in this particular lecture series, we are looking at the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as they go on in the eight periods of the day. This is the Ashtakalya meditation on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we have arrived, if I remember correctly, in the evening pastimes. There is a verse I want to chant with you. Yes, you should have it. I will chant it with you. Let me just get my orchestra right here. Maybe our devotees on the online can also get the text. I will chant it one time, the first line, and then we chant the first line together responsively, and the rest. You know the melody. Ya Shiva Sagrihe Prador Shasamaye Yadveta Chandribi. All of us. Ya Shiva Sagrihe Prador Shasamaye Yadveta Chandra Nibi. Please continue. Sarve Bhakta Ganai Samam Harikata Piyushama Swadayam. And up. Premananda Samakulas Chachaladi Sankirtane Lampata Katum kirtanam utvam udyama paras tam goram adyem yaham. It describes what is happening in the evening time. In the evening time, the Lord goes to the home of Srivas Pandit. He's not alone, but accompanied by Srila Advaita Chandra and other dear associates. He's meeting with the multitude of his devotees. He tastes and relishes the nectar of topics about Lord Hari. And his mind becomes most agitated with the ecstatic or ecstasies of pure love of Godhead. Then the mind of the Lord shifts into another direction. Then, becoming very lustful to relish the congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord, he orchestrates the performance of intensely jubilant Sankirtan, which attains the summit of passionate glorification of the Lord. I thus meditate on the daily pastimes of Sri Gaura Chandra. It is described that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would meet with doors closed in Parama Avesha, that means in a very high ecstatic condition, in the house of Srivas Pandit. And Prabhupada comments this, that the doors were closed, it was not public. He met with selected devotees. He says, only bona fide chanters should be admitted. Others should not. Now, who is a bona fide chanter? You can see if you are one. And Prabhupada says, it's the one who chants Sankirtan with love and with bhakti, no? Not mere Sankirtan. It's Prem Nam Sankirtan. My dear devotees, when we try to arrange kirtan events over the world, we don't just look for talented individual singers who can on their own perhaps do a nice kirtan. The criterion of whom we try to invite as kirtan leaders is, do they have an idea of what is Sankirtan? That is, chanting together and glorifying the Lord together as an act of devotion. Act of devotion means Krishna is in the center, not myself as a good singer or a good dancer and so on. And so the culture which those who organize these big events try to create is that the leaders of the kirtans will be not there only for their kirtan, as if it is a performance. No, they will participate and support the entire event. That means every single kirtan. Why? Because we know that this is important, this devotional mood, this humble mood, this loving the kirtan and not loving yourself, in order to attract the Lord to come in the association. Mm-hmm. Because he comes where devotees sing together the holy name. He will not come, so he may come, but he does not like if there are devotees or singers who only put themselves in the center. No? So this is the idea of Sankirtan, laden with bhakti, that is singing with Krishna in the center. And because it's rare to find such chanters, in the beginning of the Sankirtan devotees, Sankirtan mission, it was not a public event. It was behind closed doors with a selected group of devotees who were there on invitation. No? Interesting, no? So once the mood was strong, once it was loving, once it was pure, then the kirtan was brought out to the people. So let us now visit the house of Srivas Thakur on a typical Sankirtan evening kirtan, which took place, we're a little early today, between 8:24 and 10:48. It's a Pradosha Leela. The first one to come was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he used the path by the Ganga. We can imagine the Ganga waves lapping, some Ganga dolphins frolicking and jumping. You can see them even today. It's a big, big, big dolphins are there. Srivas Pandit and his entire family, they were in front of their large estate. there were several big houses in that estate of Shiva's Pandit and waited for the Lord. And when they saw the Lord, they all paid their obeisances. Mahaprabhu smiled as he received the devotion, and he was led into the house on a lion seat, it is described. It had two lion heads and the big arms of the lions on the side, and he would be offered a garland, and he would look over the courtyard, which was slowly but steadily filling up with his devotees. It was a very jubilant atmosphere, but also a sincere atmosphere, because what the devotees would do in these kirtans is they would open a gate to the Vrindavan Leela of Sri Krishna. Yes, some of you have read literature, you know of portals, where these are gates which can be opened by those who know the art, and then you can go through these gates into other dimensions. It is well known in the literature of these words. So this was also a place where, yes, they danced and chanted in Mayapur, but they went in their spiritual body to Vrindavan. Wonderful, very, very spiritual, you could say. So Mahaprabhu sat down, therefore it was a serious atmosphere. Lord Nityananda, smiling and joyfully, came with a huge umbrella. You might say, why umbrella? Was rain coming there? Or no, a shade was there. And also the umbrella is a sign of royalty. This is now Gauranga Mahaprabhu steps into the role of the king of Kirtan. Yes, you will see in a moment. Advaita Acharya came with a nice Artic plate. Today we sing that kirtan where Advaita Acharya is the pujari, and he lit a ghee lamp with five big flames and then offered it to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu like this while he gazed an ecstasy at the beautiful lotus face of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and he cried. There was a beautiful kirtan going on. The instruments were midangas, tum-tums, it's like this tum-tum, dumfab drums. They are very small drums, but have a very piercing, very far-reaching sound. There, some devotees played flutes. It was very musical, yes. Some had high sounds, other low sounds. There were bells, cartels, and there was one ear-deafening plate. So this was not for the Kali Yuga ear problematic person. It was a huge plate, and it would be it's ecstatic, no? I heard there were also horns and gongs, and this all sent out vibrations. Sometimes Mukunda was leading the kirtan. Madhava, the voice of Mukunda. Whoa. He would sing kirtans like Rama Krishna Narahari, Rama Krishna Narahari, Gopala Govinda,
Gopala Govinda,
Rama Krishna Narari.
Rama Krishna Narari.
Gopala Govinda. So after Advaitacharya had completed the aarti, this is the last sound of the conch shell. He put the conch shell down and he then did something under the influence of a very high type of ecstasy. He roared like a lion. And wie ein Löwe gebrüllt. Like a wild lion, and he started to dance so wildly that sometimes his cloth became disheveled and there was no need of them any longer.
Hare Krishna.
Ecstasy, my dear devotees. We don't know what is ecstasy. We only know boring entertainment. Brakashvara danced in transcendental rapture with very elegant movements. Then he jumped suddenly up and down and turned in circles. I think for those who like to enter the dancing mandala of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, it is encouraging to hear that circle dance is very authorized. There was Gadadha, Srivas, Goridas, and Haridas, they joined him, and others were singing simply the rhythm by singing Tatai, Tatai, Tatai. Tatai, Tatai. So you can imagine when the kirtan is fully going and when the kirtan leader catches the lightning from the sky and brings it to the earth, at that time, Tatai, Tatai, Tatai is a good addition to the kirtan. They were building groups, and I find this also very interesting. They ran crisscross through the assembly. These dancing movements are known to those who are in the Hare Krishna movement. Suddenly, devotees and even groups of devotees go zip to one side, kiss, and then cross. I saw it even in the Heiligen Kreuzkirche. You know, it seems to me, where do we know these kirtan dances? I think if you would ask Gadadha, he would say, well, you enter into the same information field and you are informed by the kirtan that went on 500 years ago and it comes. I also feel reality has a few codes, and according to which code you use, you come into a level of consciousness, awareness, and information. And if you are really doing nicely kirtan, you will enter the past. You will go into feel how it was felt before you. They became so blissful, my dear devotees, that they forget everything in the world. Shiva, Brahma, and even Indra and the Devatas came. They were leaving their assemblies. They had goose pimples on their bodies. Tears of ecstasy. And when the kirtan was over, they did not know, should we return to the heavenly planets? Or to Berlin, Brandenburg, you know, they forgot everything. And perhaps this is one of the great blessings of kirtan, that you forget your story. The story in which you live, the story that controls you, the story that helps you with invisible chains to one of a million versions of how you could live your life, no? So that kirtan opens a space in us by freeing us from our false identification. And Yes, and opening the space. There are verses which describe the bewilderment of Shiva and Brahma after visiting kirtans, that they really are a little bit disoriented as far as their material identities are concerned. Shesha Naga, who holds the planets in balance, is moving back and forth like this and so on. Yes. Now there are various devotees who during this kirtan render various forms of service, and this might be of interest for us who are still trying to enter the kirtan culture and understand what it is. Shuklambara, for instance, had made chandan, that is cooling sandalwood paste, and he would offer it to the forehead of the kirtan kirtan singers. It cools down. There were flower offerings which were done to the feet of the devotees and to the Lord. Well, some devotees placed highly activating betel nuts in Mahaprabhu's mouth, which he chewed with great delight. I think it is interesting for us to research other services which were done. I do know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the beginning of kirtan would sometimes take garlands and garland all his devotees. This may be a very good thing which we can also do. If we don't want to garland, because the garland, we can maybe offer a flower to the devotees. What we did in New Vrindavan before kirtan events, we fed all the devotees with sweets. We brought sweets out before we went into the kirtan, and then the devotees were feeding each other. It was done in very nice taste. What we did now in Vrindavan is something which you must look up in internet. We made a battle of colors. Hare Krishna. It was so fierce, but so blissful. I remember two days after this, I was still spitting yellow, pink, blue, green colors. But it was very colorful. Meanwhile, the kirtan picked up in intensities. There were constantly conch shells would be heard, and the sound of midanga and kartals pervaded the entire universe. So much so that all inauspiciousness was bent out of the universe. I remember this when I was just now in South India at this Ayurvedic Kendra, it's called, a traditional Ayurvedic healing place. Every morning, very early, there were two things which were done. Fire sacrifice to create an auspicious healing atmosphere, and some priest blew the conch shell to dispel all inauspiciousness from the place. Nice, no? That is something you might consider in your lives also, to do something purposefully which takes away inauspiciousness. I have learned there are a few techniques how, for instance, the projections which people put on people who are exposed into the public view can be collect it and not harm you. It's very interesting things, but let's not get too esoteric here. It became very intense. So then at one stage, a certain atmosphere came into the kirtan. The atmosphere changed. And the madangas began to play one rhythm, and this meant something. Drum, drimiki, drimiki, drimi. Drum, drimiki, drimiki, drimi. How was it? Drum, drimiki, drimiki, drimi. Drum, drimiki, drimiki, drimi. Drum, drimiki, drimiki, drimi. What this means, now the stage is set for the Lord of Dance to appear. Who's that? Gauranga Mahaprabhu, you know everything. The kartals also began to play a very lovely beat. I'm reminded of what the brahmanas do when Lord Jagannath leaves the temple and comes to his devotees. Some of you have seen? It's a very particular rhythm that they spear, that they play. So this atmosphere also was created here. Mahaprabhu is entering the kirtan mandala. Where was he up till now? On the singhasana, the lion seat. Yes. Four singers began to sing. There was one singer you have been introduced already, his name, Mukunda. He was joined by Srivas, Ramananda, and Vasu Ghosh. So four lead singers were singing. I think that is also very interesting because some devotees like that when the kirtan picks up to have four lead singers or five sing. That is very authorized. So they were singing, and then Vishvamba stepped in the middle, and as he danced, the earth began to tremble in devotion. My dear devotees, there are descriptions when Krishna walks over the dusty paths of Vrindavan. The earth becomes so thrilled that in his footsteps she makes lotus flowers, land lotuses, appear. Chum, chum, chum. I've never seen that with other people, you know, only Krishna. So when Vishvamba stepped on the earth, the earth began to tremble in devotion. Then he it was very fast, then he was very slow, and he looked like the best of dancers. Who is the best of dancer? Gauranga Mahaprabhu, yes, but Mahaprabhu looked like Gauranga Mahaprabhu, yes, in a way you can say like this. He looked like Nandanandan Krishna. Yes, Nandanandan Krishna, Krishna is the best of dancers. Some say Shiva is the best of dancers, but these are the Shiva Bhaktas. Then all his senses began to turn inside, and he saw in his heart, Krishna standing in a tribhanga pose. My dear devotees, kirtan should always have this dimension. It's not just an activity of the voice. It should be an activity of bhava. Bhava is a mental activity of devotion where the kirtan singer interacts with the Lord whose name he chants. You may know I'm sometimes acting also as a proofreader of people's Gayatri tests, and there's a question in the Gayatri examen, how to chant Gayatri, and the answer is you chant the mantras while inviting the deity to come in the lotus of your heart. This is done in many ways. One is you take the hand and bring it to the heart. Have you seen in some traditions, japa chanters, they go like this and for some time they chant like this. Have you seen? Perhaps in India, yes. So the idea is here that my Lord, please come into the lotus of my heart. This is done when you do kirtan also. It's not just, you know, how can it be, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur asks, that a few people get together and sing very loudly and now God is present. Is it that easy? And he says, no. Kirtan is when devotees who are in the service mood, who want to serve the Lord, they glorify him as devotees, you know, with devotional thing, and then the Lord appears. And one place he appears is in the heart of the devotees. So when Vishvambhava or Lord Chaitanya chanted kirtan, he saw in his heart actually Nanda Nandana Krishna. He saw him. And because he was so charmed, he was so fascinated, he stood himself in a tribhanga pose, I think it goes like this, and held the flute, an imaginary flute, like this, like Krishna Chandra. And suddenly, Gauranga Mahaprabhu perspired so much that it seemed streams of Ganga water were washing over his body. You know, he was in the Kirtan Bhava. He saw Lord Nanda Nandan Krishna in his heart. And he was with the flute gesture. And the perspiration washed his body. Do I have the image correct? Yes. This was how he stood there. The devotees who witnessed this were holding each other by the neck and crying. They were so happy to witness the ecstatic happiness of the Lord. Once Prabhupada did a kirtan for 3 hours in the Tompkinson Square Park. And Brahmananda asked him at the end, Prabhupada, what's the best way to do kirtan? What do you like to know? He said, Prabhupada said, you sing in such a way that you never get tired, so that the kirtan should go on endlessly. And my dear devotees, you get tired when the mind switches off, and you don't get tired at that moment when your mind is full of love, when you are in the Kirtan Bhava. So this is something which I wanted to bring out from the Kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is now something which is left to do. I wanted to sing with you something and then lead you into a meditation on Lord Chaitanya. It's a meditation for your total purification of the heart. Are you into it, Govinda Pran? Yes. Yeah, you're into it. Good. One moment. Mm. So I will sing a little bit with you, then I will guide you into meditation, and then we will end the evening. The Surabhikund, maybe Surabhikund. You're not too high, no? Good. Yeah. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. There's oral chanting, you know, with a voice and all. And then there is a more, a little, a step further, where you bring the mind to the chanting. But the mind is usually very active with the word, no? I saw a few of you looking at your mobile telephones. This is typical for us modern people. We are so much connected with the day and the world that we seem to not have any free time from it. So in meditation, you bring the mind into the heart. You really remove it from its racing thought, a racetrack, so to say, hamster wheel, and you bring it into the heart and you sing there. And you, a function of the mind is to remember. You remember perhaps what you have heard during the Gaura meditation or another time when you were reading your own images. And then some say kirtan without the mind is not really kirtan because there's no devotion in it. Others say, anyway you do kirtan. But I think you want to go a step further because you are already more than 2 years or so in Krishna consciousness. So try to bring your mind into your heart. We can do now, we can sing now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
You to sit straight now. Please do close your eyes and do a few deep breaths. The idea is to be conscious, to draw your attention from everything away, and that is easily done if you put your attention on your inhale, slow and deep inhales, and whenever you exhale, try to do long exhales. Try to now imagine that you inhale the air into your heart. You can imagine that the ingoing air goes through the windpipe, the throat, and everything else to the heart. Or you can, if it's easier, imagine that the air somehow comes directly into your heart through your chest. And as you breathe into the heart, see a small light appearing. It's the place of the soul. And there's one Upanishad which says the golden Purusha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is the other soul. As you continue to breathe, the light expands, it becomes brighter and bigger. This golden light starts to spread throughout all of your body. Keep on breathing into the heart space. That's when you go in. And then when you go out, it spreads throughout all the body. It goes to all the organs. The heart organ. What other organs are there? Kidneys, perhaps liver. The light travels through the little blood vessels, even through the smallest. I know they are capillaries in German language. The light of Gaura spreads all over you. Your body is filled with the light of Gaura. It radiates from the inside. And in that light, try to see the face of Gauranga and anything you have heard, how he walked down the Ganga, how he came to the house of Sri Vats Pandit, how he meets there with the many, many, many devotees, how they talk, of course, about Krishna, and how they become extremely eager to immerse themselves in the chanting of the holy name. Tam goram adyem yaham. I thus meditate on the daily pastimes of Lord Gangaura.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Jayam Prabhu Parat, Prabhu Parat, Prabhu Parat, Shila Prabhu Parat,
Shila Prabhu Parat,
Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Gauranitai.
Hari Kirtan Babu
Jaya Pancha Tatma, Jaya Pancha Tatma, Pancha Tatma, Jaya Pancha Tatma. Gaura Premanandi.
Hare Krishna. I thank you very, very much for participating in this beautiful Gaura Leela or Gaura meditation evening. Now, the next, we need two more sessions and then we are through the Ashtakalia Leela and have covered it all. So stay tuned in. One thing about meditation, I know that many of you are meditating or like to learn to meditate. Please do not become impatient if it doesn't immediately work. Keep on trying this and you will free the stuffed or blocked channels which are there due to conditioned life, and it will one day start to flow so nicely that you always remember Gauranga Mahaprabhu, will never forget him. Hare Krishna. Like you now remember your telephone number. Yes, it will come. good. I want to say to my audience here, Hare Krishna, nice that you are with us. It's interesting to put this on the internet because I know when I'm gone, I'm somewhere else. No, I have given up this life and gone on. You might see it on the internet, and I will wave you from the time of 2025. Yes, I will wave into the future, and you will see me there in 2030 or wherever you are. Greet you very nicely. Try Gaura meditation. It is very wonderful. Hare Krishna.